It's a very, very convenient move. You go to the bathroom or you put it back on your talus or your hands get wet. You want to wash your hands. All you have to do is take the talus that you're wearing. Just wipe your hands on the talus. Your wife's not in shul, so what's the problem? No one's going to catch you. It's a very good move. Or you do the yeshivish glasses move. You know, your glasses get all fogged up or whatever it is. So you take your talus and you wipe your glasses. Takes a second. It's very convenient. The cloth is sometimes very good, you know, it's easier unless you're wearing a tie. I don't know what else you're going to use. Your shirt, maybe. Mutter or usser? No? Yes? Huh?
Mutter.
Usser. Okay. Let's see. Shulchan Aruch says, rule number one is the tzitzis strings, the chutei tzitzis, if you have the strings of the tzitzis, shenifsuku, that fall off, you could throw them in the garbage. Why? Because they're mitzvah shem begufa kedusha. Fine. That's a separate discussion. Maybe we'll get to that another time. Avo kozman shem kavuim betalus, when the strings are still attached to the talus, usr l'shtamish bem, you're now to take those strings and use them for something else. Could go in wikshur bem shum davar. Remember in Simchas Torah when you were a kid, you took everyone's talus and you tied it to the chair? So you're not supposed to do that, besides the fact that you're driving people crazy on Simchas Torah. There's a problem about using the strings for something else. You're now to take the tzitzis and tie it, you want to hold something together for a few minutes. You can't do that because it's bizoy mitzvah. That's rule number one, huh?
That's the strings.
The strings, exactly.
Good job wiping in.
We're doing one step at a time. Step number two is the next halacha. Is you have a talus, your talus, the beged itself, shabolu, which is now worn out. So a person, bodo me atzmo mehem, beino mutter v'kanech atzmo mehem, for v'yachad osam v'tash meguna. You're now to take your worn out talus beged and do something inappropriate with them or disgusting with them. And they give examples of like Mishnah Berurah talks about like wiping off the dust off your feet, the dirt off your feet. You can't take that beged and rub it out. Fine, makes sense. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say one key line which will set us up for our question. Avol she'eino meguna, if it's for a non-disgusting use, the worn out talus beged, it's permitted. So in other words, if you have a talus which is worn out, you're not using it as a talus anymore, and you want to use it for a non-disgusting type use, for example, in that case, what to wipe off, let's say, your glasses or to dry your hands, perhaps that would be permitted. But what about our case, which is the middle case? It's a case where the strings are on the talus. The talus is not worn out yet. You're still wearing the talus in the middle of davening now. And you want to take the beged of the talus, we know you can't use the strings for anything, but the beged of the talus, and to wipe your hands, or to wipe your dirt in your glasses. Permitted or not. From Shulchan Aruch, you don't know a thing. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, very simple, it's a machlokas. This precise question, he says, when the tzitzis are still attached to the beged, in other words, you're wearing it, can you use the talus for something which is not like wiping dirt off your feet or anything? Simply to dry your hands. It's mutter. Why? Because only the strings are forbidden to use. The beged, what's the beged? Use the beged to your heart's desire, as long as it's not something particularly disgusting. Says the Taz, it's usser. Why? The talus shel tefila miyuchad l'kach, a talus which is designated for davening, chomer talus. Even the beged becomes holy and a higher level of kedusha. So it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, you have a nice machlokas. How do we pass it? So, Halicha Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, 100% clear halacha. Avo mashiyesh menakem ha-mishkafayim b'talus katan ol gadol, to wipe off your glasses with your talus katan or b'talus gadol, nire she'ein nachon la'asos kein. You shouldn't do it. But ulai maybe af midina aser. It's forbidden. Why? Sherei dasa poskim, he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, that when you're wearing the talus, it's usur even for a use which is not a disgusting use. Even simply just to wipe off your glasses or to dry your hands would be forbidden. The Sefer Ginzei HaKodesh, which is a fine handler, his son, Avnei Yoshev's son, writes that He heard from Rav Gaon Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Shlita, which unfortunately now is a tzal. Shara Adam Gadol. He saw a great person, Shemekel Bazeh, who was lenient and was wiping his glasses with his talus. Ve'ein Daito Nocha Bazeh. He didn't like this, and he was Machmir. They asked the stipler this question. Rather, the stipler saw his grandson, Harav Membez. I don't know which one of the stipler's grandsons are Harav Membez. I don't know if anyone knows the stipler's family. So Harav Membez, he was a nechdo shal Mareinu Rav. He was a grandson of the stipler. The stipler once saw him clean his glasses with his talus katan. Even the tzitzis, which I didn't read to you, but the Mishnah Berurah is more lenient about tzitzis. I was talking only about the talus. But he says, even with the tzitzis, and the stipler told him, you're not allowed. So we have chumrah after chumrah after chumrah. But don't worry, we'll save out the matir. Then, in the very next piece, in the Sefer Archas Rabbeinu, the author writes that he observed that the stipler, kama pa'amim, many times, would take the edge of his talus gadol, and he would take off his glasses, I'm not sure if it doesn't talk about glasses, but he would take off anything that was blocking his eyes, take the corner of the talus, and wipe out his eye from it. So how in the world are you allowed to do that? If you're not allowed to clean your glasses, how are you allowed to clean your eye? So he writes, it must have been that there was something bothering him, and he didn't want to touch his eye with his hand, and therefore he felt to b'chiyai gavna, using the edge of his talus, lo have tashmish, was not a use. Can you explain that to me? I don't fully understand that.
Could it be that there was a medical condition also?
It doesn't write that. It sounds like he just had something in his eye, a little bit annoying.
He wasn't using it as a thing. He could have used his hands just as easily. It's just he didn't want to touch it.
He didn't want to touch it. So therefore, but using the talus, he says, therefore not a use.
It's an extension of your hand.
It's an extension of your hand, but it's not really an extension. I hear you. I mean, clearly the stipler felt that there was a difference of using it to wipe his eye versus wiping his glasses. Fine. Comes along the Ginzei Kodesh, or fine Henry again, and he cites Rabbi Yashiv. He says, Rabbi Yashiv was asked this, can you wipe your hands on a talus gadol? Again, similar to the eye case. And Rabbi Yashiv said, "Debishas koshi v'dechak." When you're in an uncomfortable situation, in other words, you can't, I guess, get a towel, you have to cut through too many people. And Shul, he says, "Shapir ye shlomer she'enotash mishkenai," and it's mutter. In fact, the Piskei Tshuva says that even 100 years earlier, the Aderes was lenient that while you're learning or davening, you could even clean your glasses if you don't want to disturb, I guess, to bump into people to go get a paper towel, or you're in the middle of learning, you don't want to stop your learning, then it is fine to use your glasses. So on one hand, you had Rav Shlomo Zalman's machmir, you had Rav Scheinberg's machmir, the stipler's machmir to clean your glasses with a talus. Stipler allowed you to wipe your eye with your talus, not the glasses itself. Rabbi Yashiv allowed you to wipe your eye with the talus. And then the Aderes goes even further to clean your glasses. He says, no, you're not allowed to clean your... He says, you're allowed to clean your glasses with the talus gadol. So I was ready to end off the chabur and tell you, you really should be machmir. It doesn't seem like there's too many poskim besides this Aderes who allows you to clean your glasses with a talus. And then I found Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the chief Sephardic rabbi of Eretz Yisrael right now, who's, I think, finishing his term, right? I read an article about that. I think they're trying to pick a new chief rabbi. Maybe it's going to be his brother, of course, all in the Ravadi Yosef family. But I think he's finishing his 10-year term. But Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, a huge Talmud Chacham, in one of his Shaiwas and Tshuvas, he says, Ulai, maybe, ulai, maybe, but, nikle mishkafayim, wiping off your glasses with your talus, it's not a degrading activity, and he uses similar to your svara. He says, why? Because if you weren't going to use your talus, what are you going to use, new, when your wife's not looking?
Shirt.
Your shirt. So it's not a degrading thing. You use your shirt, your fancy, you know, $50 shirt. You're going to take that and wipe it with the glasses if you can't use your talus. So therefore he says, even if you've got a fancy $500 suit, they'll wipe their glasses with it. This is not a disgusting act, and therefore he says, you could be mekel, and then he quotes other Mar Makomos. He says, Rabbi Yashiv says, Ein bem shum iser. He quotes Rav Sefraim, who's mekel as well, and therefore he quotes Rav Sarai Deblitzky, who says, during davening it's permitted, and therefore, I would tell you, just weighing the poskim, seems like, you know, who are we to weigh poskim? But it seems like you got solid poskim on both sides of the aisle. I would suggest best thing is just use your shirt. But if somehow you can't use your shirt, or because, I don't know, you can't, the shirt's the wrong material, and you want to use the cloth of your towels to wipe your eye for sure, and possibly even your glasses, there's definitely room and great poskim who are mako, probably better not to. It's probably also better for a cleanliness perspective. You know, Dr. Shields, help me out here. Probably go get a paper towel. It's probably a lot cleaner. I don't know what you're wiping with your towels, the sweat of your towels. It's probably better to just take a clean paper towel, and then everything would be good. Shkoyach.